In its final sitting, the South African Human Rights Commission heard from KZN MEC for Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs, Ravi Pillay. Among things the commission is investigating is the alleged racially motivated attacks and killings during the July unrest. Representing the Social Cohesion Group, Pillay told the commission that the term massacre in this instance perpetuates racial division.
We believe that the labeling of the entire Phoenix community and through the characterization of the events in Phoenix as a, inverted commas, massacre, has demonized the entire Indian community because of the actions of a few. So we have grave reservations about attempts to characterize the deaths in Phoenix as a massacre for the following reasons. The term massacre is usually associated with the idea of mass killings carried out at the same time and in the same place. In Phoenix, the killings did not occur at the same time, nor did they occur in the same place. Unfortunately, international organizations such as the United Nations, Amnesty International, and the International Criminal Court do not define the term massacre, but I think it, in ordinary language, it has a particular connotation. But what it can't be is it can't be acontextual. So it has been stated that the term massacre, being a synonym of butchery, carnage, is by nature hyperbolic or subjective, primarily used in partisan description of events. So there's no neutral definition, although some authors using the term may lay down general working definitions of what they mean by the term. We are therefore of the view that the use of the term massacre to describe the events that occurred is not objective and neutral. Instead, it reflects a subjective and partial perspective on the matter. Now, the evidence available about the circumstances, timeline, and geographic location of the people who died in Phoenix has not been presented to the public as yet. And we believe that it is critical for such information to be released to inform how the killings that occurred in Phoenix should be characterized. We note that it is alleged that there were 36 deaths in Phoenix. And I must pause to remind that it's against the backdrop of 340 in the province as a whole. And that there were initially 28 arrests. But the chart sheets of those arrests do not seem to reflect the extent of death reported. So again, there's a reconciliation that needs to be done.
Pillay said calling the killings a massacre is used to strengthen racial divisions. He supported his arguments.
We also believe that the narrative of Phoenix massacre was initially driven by false information in the media that 300 bodies found in the Phoenix mortuary were due to killings that took place in Phoenix. The MEC for Health in KwaZulu-Natal corrected this misrepresentation by explaining that Phoenix mortuary is a regional mortuary and that we're from many areas and not only Phoenix and may even include natural deaths. Nonetheless, the damage was done. The narrative held and race relations in KZN were severely damaged. The context in which the killings occurred in Phoenix is key to deciding on how they should be characterized. I refer to it as being used in an acontextual way, which we contest. As is well known, the lack of police presence and the delayed response of the SANDF led communities through community policing forums, private security firms, and community patrol groups to arm themselves with all manner of weapons, including guns. In addition, rampant social media messages threatening to attack Indians raised deep fear and panic in many communities. Many communities were therefore expecting large groups of people to come into their areas to attack them and damage property and business. The continued characterization of the killings as a massacre is also being used by individuals and organizations to deepen racial division and discord. Also, sensational reporting by the media first shaped and then entrenched the narrative. We believe that these media reports violated the South African Press Code of Ethics and Conduct, which calls for reporting that is responsible and contextual.
The commission began the hearings in November last year. High-profile government officials such as Police Minister Bheki Cele, former Defence Minister and current Speaker of Parliament Nosiviwe Maphisa Nqakula, President Cyril Ramaphosa, former National Police Commissioner Kehla Sithole, and others have testified. It is expected to report, make findings and recommendations on the causes of the unrest, the alleged racially motivated attacks and killings, apparent lapses by state security agencies, particularly the police, and the role of private security companies. It will also report on the factors prevalent in the affected areas and the extent to which these played a role. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.